Here's your money briefing for Friday, January 6th. I'm J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal. In the past few years, flexibility has moved near the top of the list of things workers negotiate with companies when discussing taking a new job. But flexibility doesn't necessarily just mean having a hybrid work schedule. As companies compete for workers, many are offering them flexibility when it comes to pay.
The concept is we're going to allow the employees or the prospective employees to decide what's most important to them when it comes to compensation. Do I need that money right up front, or am I willing to maybe take a greater chance and have a bigger windfall a little bit down the road?
On today's show, we'll discuss the pick your pay approach to recruiting workers. What exactly are workers picking from, and why that flexibility might or might not be in the employee's best interest? WSJ contributor Tara Weiss joins us to discuss after the break.
ADP knows anything you hear, anything you don't hear, anything you kinda heard, anything you weren't supposed to hear and now have to pretend like you didn't, can change the world of work. From HR to payroll, ADP designs forward-thinking solutions to take on the next anything.
As the job market has gotten more competitive, we've seen many companies boost workers' salaries and push the company perks up a few notches. But some companies are taking those perks a step further, allowing new workers to pick their pay, essentially customizing their compensation package according to their needs. So what does that mean for their paycheck, and is it as good as it sounds? WSJ contributor Tara Weiss checked in with companies offering these plans, and she joins me now. Tara, thanks very much for being with us.
Of course, I'm happy to be here.
So Tara, how does this work? What is a new hire picking from to build a compensation package?
Instead of receiving an offer of, say, $100,000, what happens is a new employee would be offered the opportunity to pick the amount of cash they want versus the amount of equity they want. So at one company I spoke to, it was typically 70% would be in cash as a base salary and then 30% in equity. And then it would flip for an offer of, say, 58% in salary and 42% in equity.
Why would it flip?
It depends on where people are in their life. If somebody is an established employee, maybe they've worked for a startup before and they had a nice infusion of cash from that startup, they really believe in this new company's mission, they might be willing to take that risk of having less base compensation and higher equity, because in the long run, the payout could be even greater. But say, like someone I spoke to for this story who was having a wedding coming up that he needed to pay for, he wanted to get more cash than equity simply because he needed the money more immediately.
So why are more companies offering these pay customization packages to new hires?
I think it's a few things. We know what a challenging labor market this has been, and it's a great way to maybe lure people to companies that don't have that name cachet as like a Facebook or a Google, but need the same type of front, back end engineers, AI, machine learning people, people who are super highly skilled. The other thing is they're trying to demonstrate the culture that they have at the employer. And so the concept is we're going to allow the employees or the prospective employees to decide what's most important to them when it comes to compensation. Do I need that money right up front, or am I willing to maybe take a greater chance and have a bigger windfall a little bit down the road? This has been a benefit for startups in particular because they don't have as much cash on hand. And if an employee is willing to defer their salary to a later point based on equity, then the company is able to hold on to that money in the short term.
But hasn't this sort of thing been around for a while? It's pretty common for companies to include things like stock options as part of a pay package, right?
Absolutely. I think that the difference here is that right up front, as soon as they are putting together a formal offer, they are giving them two or three options and they're saying, which one do you want? Which one works for this point that you're in your life and your career and your family?
Okay. And so if this is something fairly new, do companies have to educate people as to what it is and why they're offering it?
Absolutely. And that was one of the funnier parts of reporting this story, because one CEO I spoke to said that when he would give these offers, say it was two or three offers to a prospective employee, they were so confounded by what he was trying to tell them. They thought that they were being fooled or in some way, like have the wool pulled over their eyes. Like this company is trying to, you know, pull a fast one, cheat me, if you will. And so he started sending out YouTube videos explaining what equity is and why it could potentially be beneficial to a new employee. That actually didn't even work. And so he lobbied a company called Carta to actually offer a 3D sliding scale so that people could see what the different options were and what it would mean for them in their real life, in real figures.
You know, Tara, it's been a rough 12 months in the stock market. And so how has that changed the equation of what companies are offering and what new hires are ultimately accepting?
Yeah, the companies I spoke to all said that they're seeing employees pick lower equity and higher immediate cash. And they do attribute that to the downturn in the stock market.
So what happens if you have different coworkers making different decisions and getting different pay packages? Could that be awkward in any way?
Yes. And when I spoke to the HR folks at these employers, they did address that. And it seems that the key to avoiding awkward situations is really clear messaging, explaining that this is something that is offered to everybody. And in fact, I spoke to one company that didn't always offer it and then is going back or did go back more recently and right size and give people the same offer that new hires had. And so clear messaging is one of the most important things so that everybody understands, okay, well, maybe you're making a lower base salary, but that's because you chose a higher equity option. And the other thing is keeping really clear records. So when somebody opts for a higher equity, lower salary, it's important that over time, human resources understands why that is and documents that the person obviously chose to have more equity versus base salary.
Okay, but let's look at this from the perspective of someone's career path. Let's say they accept a pay package that consists of 60% salary and 40% equity. That could certainly pay off for them based on market conditions, but when they move on to apply for a new job, they have to explain why they were making less than market rate salary for that job, right?
I mean, theoretically, that could come up, but as any good career coach or recruiter or HR expert would tell you, you don't have to reveal what you're making per se. And of course, these people are intelligent enough to understand if you explain it away, because maybe they will press you on what you were making at a former job, that you opted for a specific reason for equity over cash, and that this is what you estimated that you were going to make because of that. It's not necessarily an apples-apples comparison, but I think that with a little bit of career coaching and thought ahead of that question, you can answer it in a way that isn't going to get you less money than you deserve.
All right, that's Wall Street Journal contributor Tara Weiss. Tara, thanks very much for being with us.
Of course, thank you.
And that's your Money Briefing. I'm J.R. Whalen for the Wall Street Journal.
This message comes from Viking, committed to exploring the world in comfort. Journey through the heart of Europe on an elegant Viking longship with thoughtful service, destination-focused dining, and cultural enrichment on board and on shore. And every Viking voyage is all-inclusive with no children and no casinos. Discover more at Viking.com.